Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please like, share, review, and subscribe. Everybody's been so serious lately. It's pretty much over the top. And it's kind of silly. I mean, I get it, okay? I know there's all kinds of things going on in our personal lives and in the world, and man, it's easy to get caught up on all that shit. But we all just need to lighten up, right? Here's the deal. There's this thing called cognitive loops, okay? Cognitive loops, it literally means like circles of shit you're thinking about. It's like when you go and you buy a car and you're really excited about it and you think it's unique, but then everywhere you look now, suddenly there's this car, same car, right? You never used to see them before, but now they're everywhere. They were always there. You just didn't notice. It wasn't in your cognitive loop. And so we get caught into these loops of thinking, and sometimes they're distressing or boring or that thing that I call perpetual discontent. And it can be about, you know, stuff we have no choice about, right? Like everybody's got a job, right? I mean, well, not everybody, but most people have a job. Most people need to have a job. And a lot of times people's biggest stressor, right? Or the thing that makes them so serious happens to be their job. Be clear, guys. You get paid to do your job. And part of what you're paid for is dealing with whoever else's BS you have to deal with. If you are constantly having to deal with an egotistical boss, just remember that's part of what you're paid for, right? Part of your pay, legit, is for dealing with that human being. Think about it, right? My husband's in IT, right? He always says that part of his job is proving to people that the issue is not with his department, right? With what he does. And it's annoying because everybody jumps right to that it's that particular thing that is causing the problem, and it legit never is. And so he'll say to me, why do they keep looking to us to be the source of the problem? But babe, that's just part of your job. You're paid to defend what you do. And the same is true for everyone, right? I mean, sometimes I talk to people and they are having a moment and they need someone to vent to or vent at. I am legit paid to listen to that and not take it personally, and then find the open door to get them to realize that there's more. And you might be dealing with, you know, a principal, a boss, a coworker, a client, a patient, a whatever, a patron. That's an ass, right? Or negative or whatever. Like, you are paid to deal with that. So part of your pay is legit for that. And then the rest is really you getting paid to go to grad school, right? Our job is what I call boot camp, right? Spiritual empath boot camp. It is the place that we go where we have the least control and are the most challenged. But unlike regular college or regular grad school, instead of just paying to be there, we are getting paid to be there, right? So you are legit being paid to learn, to understand how different people think differently, to turn on your empathy and remember they are not you and it is not about you. And you are learning to control your own thinking and to be this new person. And so you say, thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, energy that is, whatever you call it, right? Semantics, okay? You say, thank you, self, for this opportunity to learn and grow. What do I learn? How do I grow? Thank you, universe. That's the whole point. It's not that serious. And when you catch yourself being so serious, for God's sake, please just laugh at yourself just for a minute, right? Just laugh. Like, okay, I'm taking this way too seriously. Not to mention the fact that, you know, 9 times out of 10, when we're taking somebody else's actions, intentions, or words too seriously, we're actually wrong. Because we're looking at it from our point of view, with our history, with our background, from our thinking. And they are not us. I mean, I have twins, and they don't think exactly the same. They've done everything together their entire lives, and yet they are unique in their thinking and in the way that they express themselves. And so if they are, sure, everybody else is, right? I mean, one of my great friends from high school, we grew up together. We started at essentially the same place, right? Middle class families and, you know, the same education, everything. If anything, she had a leg up on me for reasons we'll go into someday in the future. But what happened? What happened? I decided to wake up and she ended up on the streets using drugs. Now, part of that is truly genetic, I'm sure. But we also, I believe, with all my faith and everything that the universe has ever shown me, shows that we choose when we come here, whose family we enter into, and we approve of our bodies. And so when we enter with a challenge, right? We've discussed this before. Whether it's a challenging family member, mother, whatever, or challenging body, addiction, depression, whatever. We've said, I'm going to learn from that. I'm choosing to come and awaken and learn and grow despite of, or more often, because of that difficulty that I very seriously signed up for. Now, I know that that sometimes makes the skin on people's backs crawl and the hair stand up all over their body because not everybody wants to accept responsibility. And when I say responsibility, I don't mean, oh, I fucked up everything. I just mean, okay, this is my education, my class, my place. What am I going to do with it? You know, it's not until we accept that piece that we can learn and grow and change. And so often, an individual's misery actually comes from not accepting that this is my road. I walk it, I fix it. Sure, there's help, right? Maybe it's me, maybe it's somebody else, maybe it's your church, maybe it's some book, maybe it's whatever, right? Medication. There's help. But ultimately, none of that matters if you are not going to do for you. And the only way to do that is to lighten the hell up, right? I mean, lighten up. There's a book I read years ago, and I can't quote it. It's been years and years, but it did help change my thinking. It's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I did spend a good part of my early awakening focusing on this life as a game. I'm playing this game. I am spirit wearing a costume, trying to figure out who I am and trying to remember that games are fun, right? I still like that analogy. Of course, those of you who've heard me speak before, you know that now I'm in a place where I view it as education, right? Because we are here to learn and grow and to embrace specific things about the nature of what our higher self actually is. There's a lovely little book that I read with my children. It's called The Little Soul and the Sun. And essentially the story goes that the little soul was in heaven, okay? And for those of you who immediately shriek because the idea that heaven is some lovely resort in the sky makes you nauseous, understand metaphor, right? And for those of you who don't want it to be a metaphor, reality, I don't think it matters. Anyway, so the little soul is in heaven and realizing how perfect everyone is, how perfect energy is, and says to God, says to higher self, says to energy, but what does it mean? right? What does it mean to be so much love? What does it mean to be so much confidence? What does it mean to be so interconnected and still so individual in this perfect place? And the answer, of course, is that you can't understand that while you're here. But you can go. You can go be human and you can learn it. You can go to that place where the soul agreement very much is. We all walk in here blinded by our flesh and we hurt each other. Not intentionally. Intentionally hurting someone, that's what starts fucking with your karma. That's what sends you on this downward spiral that so many people consider out of their control. What we're supposed to do, what we need to do, okay, to be happy, to grow, to graduate, what we need to do is to say, okay, I am here to learn and grow. And everything that happens is going to help me learn and grow. And every step along the way, I will do what is best for me so that I can learn and grow. And I will be very clear that I will never intentionally hurt someone else. And here's the kicker. If you are doing what is right for you with no intention of hurting someone else and you happen to hurt them, good. The universe is using you to write another person's curriculum. It is not your fault if someone does not understand that you are doing what is right for you. Take care of you and your energy and your space. Pass the tests of the place the universe has lined up for you, the family that you have, the job that you have. Pass the tests of these things so that you can move on. And when you do, you're not taking the same fucking classes over and over again. Don't be so serious. You don't have to be serious. That's not the point. Let it be fun. You have power. You do. Yes, okay. Some people are in a financial bind. Yes, okay. Some people are in a physical bind. But do you know what? You can change your thinking. You can get a new job. You can move. Yes, you can. Don't tell me that you can't. That's bullshit. I have talked to people in every kind of situation. Years ago, one of my first greatest joys, I guess, watching someone else succeed was a woman around 70. She'd been married to the same man since she was in her early 20s. She had never had a job. She was trapped under this misogynist with no money and what she considered to be no skills. I told her, you can change your life. Just make a decision. Go get a job. Go get a place and leave him. She did. I saw her 6 weeks later and she had a job that she loved. And yes, okay, it was Starbucks, right? Great. She got to talk to people. She had benefits. Just like that, she went from nothing to something. She got herself a little apartment. And she got herself free. And she's happy. She's happy. She's not thinking about wasted time. There's no wasted time. She's thinking, what did I learn? How did I grow? And how am I going to embrace the rest of my life? There's always a do-over, a start-over. One of my clients was in a horrible accident a few years ago. She broke all of her ribs and her collarbone and slid down the street on her face. She was a freaking mess, right? Her brain was all swollen and they told her she'd never be the same. Do you know where she was this weekend? Riding like 300 freaking miles on her bicycle. She didn't let it stop her. Nothing has to stop us. And if you're still in that cycle, that thing, that all this whole conversation just starts you going downward, and you want to fight with me and you want to fight with yourself, listen, I get it. Sometimes it seems easier to fight the war outside of you than the war inside of you. But I want you to take a breath. Take a breath and recognize that you're down at the bottom of this hole. And when you look up, there is sunshine. And laugh. Oh, there you are, sunshine. And start figuring out what you need to fill that hole with so you can get the hell out of it and never fall back down. Maybe you don't know what that is. Maybe step one is just telling somebody else you're down at the bottom of the hole. Do that. Do that. And then do something fun. Laugh. Go swing on the swings. I tell people that all the time. Do not drive by a park with the swing set and not stop. Not on that day that you feel like shit. Stop. Swing on the swings. Both literally and metaphorically. Lighten up. Trust the timing. More than once in my life, I have just destructed everything and built again. That can be done. It can be done. And when it is, and when it's right, things fall into place. Things start to line up, right? Those of you who listened to episode 15, I told the story of how things lined up for me. And I have countless other stories about how things have lined up for other people. And if you look at your life, every single time things worked out, it was because one thing after another fell into place. I'm not saying that we don't have to make choices and we don't have to do things. But if the step doesn't light up, it's not the right step. I have one client who's an aspiring tennis player. She was working her full-time job and trying to train on the side, and she's older than your average tennis player, and she has all this going against her. And then what happens? She falls in love. Her girlfriend gets a job offer in Florida, right near one of the best places for an aspiring tennis player to be. Bam, bam, let's go. Let's try, right? I have another client that I see. They'd been looking for a new house, right? She and her husband had been looking for a house. They kept finding houses that they loved and shit kept going wrong. They finally get a house, right? Lovely. And about a week later, they find out that her husband's estranged, homeless, drug addicted daughter has given birth to a baby. They go to the hospital, and somehow, miraculously, this baby is not drug addicted. And then they end up meeting the foster mother who lives down the street from them. Are you kidding me right now? There's no such thing as coincidence, right? The universe put them in a spot very intentionally. And then, bam, here's your grandbaby. Here's your chance to heal the hole that was left from before. Things fall into place in different ways for different people, some bigger, some smaller, but none worth denying. Our life manifests before us. We have to pay attention to how that shows up, and we need to make sure that we recognize that we're always pointed in the right direction, as long as we're not resisting where we know we belong, where it feels like we belong, despite that knowing that there is something else, that we're going somewhere else. Sometimes we're supposed to be right here, right now, because there's something for us to learn. And if we quit being so serious, if we quit focusing on the problems and start focusing on, I'm here. What do I learn? How do I grow? We graduate that place and we get to move on. You know, two really, really big stumbling blocks are jealousy and insecurity. Insecurity and jealousy, they're really just elements of worthiness. You are worthy of a good life. You are worthy of prosperity. You are worthy of joy. But you must choose these things. Do not accept less Do not accept less. What makes you angry? Change it. Or change the way you look at it. Sometimes what works for me is just to say, you know what? I don't get to have that. I don't get to have that. I get to have this. And be clear, people. What you see around you is one of two things. Don't be jealous. It is either evidence that that amazing thing you want exists, or it's a lie. It's a mask behind which someone else who is hurting hides. Don't let perpetual discontent creep into your mind. When you feel uneasy, when you feel unhappy, check in. Ask yourself, what the hell am I thinking about? If you're thinking, oh my God, my boss is a dick, then yeah, you're going to be miserable. If you're thinking, what do I learn? How do I grow? What's going on with him? How do I speak his language? How do I pass the test of this? Everything changes. Either they change, they leave, or your next opportunity shows up. Pass the tests. Don't be so serious. And when you have been, when you recognize, man, I've been unhappy all day. Ah, crap, that's my own fault. Laugh. Laugh. Laugh like you do when a child's learning to walk and they fall down and say, I'm okay. Laugh like I did when I was potty training my puppy. And the whole floor is covered with newspaper. And he finds the one little square where there's none and poops there and then drags his butt across the newspaper. That's a weird metaphor, huh? But what's the choice there? You get mad at the shit on the rug? Or you giggle. You giggle at how funny it is that that one little spot. That's one little spot. Just relax. Quit trying so hard. When you quit trying so hard to figure out why someone else is the way they are, you start to figure out why you are the way you are. And that's the whole point. An activity that I tell people to do sometimes to help with that is what I call narrating. If you'll walk through the world just for a day or more, or as long as it takes, and narrate, right? I am walking out the front door. It's a beautiful day today. Oh, there's green leaves. I'm getting in my car. I have two hands on my steering wheel. I'm driving down the street. Oh, hi, Mr. Squirrel. Ooh, look at that red car, right? Just get yourself right here, right now, focused on exactly what's in front of you. Because your spirit came here for all of that too, right? We could be anywhere doing anything. We came here to learn and to grow and to witness all of these incredible things that are unique to the earth. So use your senses, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your skin, and experience the world around you. And be sure that you're focused on that. Because ultimately that is step one. If we're not enjoying the earth part of this life, then we're wasting our time. Why so serious? Have more fun, right? I used to think if I'm this spiritual being that then I need to be, you know, just all about spirit and that's it. And I didn't wear makeup and I didn't watch television and I was just wearing whatever old clothes could cover my body. And one day it was like I got bonked on the side of the head, right? Like, you're on earth. Go buy some mascara. Enjoy the earthly things. It is okay. It's okay to make money. It's okay to want cute shoes. I mean, you know, don't buy them and not pay your electric bill, okay? Like, be smart and everything. But to enjoy what it means to be human. Have more fun, right? Don't tell me I don't have any friends. I hear that all the time, right? Maybe you don't. Or maybe you just don't like the asshole friends that you've chosen. There are places to meet like-minded people, right? Here in town, there's a place called the Center for Spiritual Living. There's Unity Church. There are meetup groups, right? If you've never gone on meetup and typed in the word metaphysical, do that. See what's out there, right? See what you can find. See what you can learn. I don't care. Find a group that likes Mexican food and goes to different restaurants once a month. Join a church. Even if you don't agree with the language that they speak, translate, right? If you need people, you can find people. It exists. We can do that. But we can't expect, you know, every asshole at work to be our best friend. I don't think work is for friends anyway. Right? I mean, be nice, right? But if you want to grow in your job, you can't be friends with everybody, you know, because nobody respects the boss that they drink with. So find someone else to drink with, right? If you're a drinker, right? I'm really not. My husband is sober. When he got sober, he was so worried he wouldn't have any friends anymore. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And if they do, you don't need them, right? It is okay to let people go. It's okay to remove the toxic people from your world. It is okay to burn the bridges to the ground if that's what it requires for you to be able to say, no, I put me first. Choose. But don't be so serious. Ask yourself, if I never see this person again and I find out they've been, you know, killed or abducted by aliens, I'm kidding, but whatever, right? Like, if I were to find that out, would I regret that I didn't do more? If the answer to that is no, then let them go. If the answer to that is yes, try one more time. One more time with no attachment to the outcome, just I'm going to do this and it's either going to fix things or set me free. And both are good. Both are good. So remember, trust the unfolding. And know that sometimes the shitty way you're feeling doesn't have all that much, or at least not entirely that much to do with you. We do have things that change our gravity and our hormones. I mean, even men have a hormone cycle. Gentlemen, chart it for a couple of months. You'll start figuring out what time of month you feel like everybody sucks. And that helps you deal with it, right? Ladies, tell your men. We also have the moon and the planets doing things. And that legit affects gravity, which pulls our hormones and the chemicals of our body and makes us feel differently. Don't ignore that. That's real. That's science, right? The planets are all on an orbit, and sometimes the orbits get close together, and it literally changes the gravitational pull on one or more of these planets that happen to mostly be bigger than the Earth, and it does change our gravity. So it makes logical sense that it would affect the way we feel. It's helpful. It's helpful to know that it's more than just me, that I am the lotus flower above the muddy water. And so you laugh, you say, all right, I get it. And go do something fun. Or sing a song, or say an affirmation, or listen to something inspiring, whatever. But don't just drown in the muddy water, right? It's not supposed to be that serious, I promise. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you so much for joining me today for this week's episode of Lessons from the Universe. If you love it, please help us attract a bigger audience, more people like you ready to continue down this path to awakening. If you love the podcast, please like, share, review, and let me know how you found me so I can find others just like you. Till next week, beloved. Namaste.